It must be something we're buying.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government just reported the U.S. trade deficit widened in June. It was up 4% to $27 billion. What's really new here is the cost of what we import went up for the first time in almost a year. Marketplace's Elisa Roth tells us why.
One thing is responsible for the growing trade deficit, and it probably sounds pretty familiar. Jay Bryson is an economist at Wells Fargo.
You know, the higher oil prices that, you know, we saw between May and June.
Though the prices are still a lot lower than they were a few years ago. When oil prices are high, we have to spend a lot more money to import it. Overall, though, the trade deficit's actually been getting much smaller over the last few years. And Bryson says the recession has made it even smaller.
We've seen a collapse in imports, and that reflects just the very weak U.S. economy. When people aren't spending as much as they did before, part of that spills over to imports.
So we're not buying as much as we were from other countries, but they are still buying stuff from us, things like airplanes and raw materials. And that's helped keep the economy going, albeit slowly. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
This morning, Macy's said profits tumbled last quarter, but the department store chain raised its profit outlook for the rest of the year. Sara Lee says it lost money last quarter, but not as much as it did a year ago. And investors are waiting to hear from the Federal Reserve today. The Fed is probably going to keep its key interest rate down near zero, but its report on the state of the economy ought to be interesting. World stocks are mixed this morning. Major European markets are higher by less than a percent. Asian stocks tanked earlier today, especially in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Wall Street suffered its worst day in over a month yesterday. The S&P 500 is back below 1,000, down more than 1%, as were the Nasdaq and the Dow. The Dow lost 96 points and finished at 9,241. Bernie Madoff's right-hand man is behind bars this morning. Madoff's former CFO pleaded guilty to federal charges yesterday after months of working secretly with the FBI. As Tamara Keith reports, he revealed new details about how the $65 billion fraud was carried out.
Frank DePascale told a federal judge in New York that he knew it was criminal, but did it anyway. DePascale detailed how he and Bernard Madoff faked stock trades, sent out fictitious account statements, and even created a computer system to make it all seem real. DePascale pleaded guilty to 10 felony charges, including tax evasion and conspiracy. He faces up to 125 years in prison. Prosecutors wanted him to remain free until his sentencing next year to help investigators continue sorting through evidence. The judge surprised both the prosecution and the defense by denying a bail agreement, saying there was too much of a flight risk. DePascale was led away in handcuffs. I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
California is having money troubles, and Nevada hopes to benefit. The Nevada Development Authority is running ads that compare California's legislature to monkeys. They tell California businesses to stop monkeying around and get the monkey off your back. In other words, move east. The head of Nevada's Development Authority says last year 20% of the companies he recruited to his state were from California, and this year that's up to 35%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
About 1 in 10 Americans took a second job last year, and this year that number is expected to double. From Los Angeles, Lenora Chu reports, in this economy, moonlighting is becoming a way of life.
Victoria Coulter has a two-decade career as a graphic designer. But when the downturn hit, her corporate clients started scaling back, and so did her lifestyle.
What I was taking as a draw from my design business was not really paying down the bills quickly enough.
So she picked up a second job.
Do you want a large chicken or a small one?
A small one.
Okay.
Every weekend morning, she heads over to a farmer's market in West L.A. Dressed in a T-shirt and shorts, she hawks organic, free-range chickens from the back of a white Dodge Ram. She has shopped at the Healthy Family Farms booth for years. One day, she found out they were hiring.
And it didn't even go into my brain. It just came from my heart out through my lips. And I said, oh, I'll do it.
Coulter gets $15 an hour to work the booth. That's a fraction of the $125 an hour she charged to design a corporate annual report. Lucky for her, she says, working the farmer's market is a blast.
So it actually feels really abundant. I feel like I'm making a fortune here.
A recent Career Builder survey found that 1 in 5 Americans is looking for a second job this year. That's twice as many as last year. Career Builder COO Brent Rasmussen.
We're seeing this trend in moonlighting because companies are laying people off, or the potential for the layoff is there. People can understand that.
Career Builder survey also found that 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
That is why people are looking for second jobs, to maintain their current lifestyle and to make sure that they have enough money to pay their bills.
But Coulter cleared one important hurdle. She works for herself. If you're considering a second job, you should first make sure your primary employer does not outlaw moonlighting.
And there you go. Enjoy. Thanks.
Back at the farmer's market, Coulter is bagging a sale. Her repeat customers have become friends, so she looks forward to working on weekends. Another perk of the job, after the shoppers clear out, the vendors barter for goods.
No, I'm not getting health insurance, but I'm getting some really sweet deals on summer vegetables and beautiful peaches and all of that.
So her food budget's gone down by half, which means she has more money to save. In Los Angeles, I'm Lenora Chu for Marketplace.
And finally, a new Texas A&M study says if you must offend someone, have them lie down first. The researchers found your brain processes an insult differently depending on your posture, and if you're reclining, you're less likely to attack. So if your boss calls you in for your performance review and asks you to bring a pillow, that's not good. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Visit us online. Our question of the day there is, do you help your undergrad kid with finances? People are discussing. Share your story at marketplace.org. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.